I think that if you look at the fourth quarter, we obviously were a better rushing team, pass rushing team, than the first three, obviously, because they were one-dimensional. So, again, I think you got to give them credit for the things that they did from, you know, first down, second down, third down.
When you look at the film, what did you see as far as, you know, you were up by nine in the fourth quarter, execution-wise, what did you guys not do well as a unit there?
You know, we just didn't do the little things. You gotta be able to, you know, make a play in those last couple minutes to, you know, either gonna put the game in your hands or, you know, put the game in their hands. And obviously, you know, we didn't do those things towards the end of the game there that would have helped us win.
How frustrating.
The way the officiating went, the number of penalties you were calling, does it make you adjust your game at all?
I mean, you can't really look at what the calls are, you know, being, you know, the flags that are being thrown. You can't really look at that because obviously that's not something that you can control. So as a player, you just do your best to not really pay attention to the flags that are being thrown and just play as hard as you can and, you know, just play hard for the whole game, and whatever they throw it. You just got to deal with it.
Is it a fine line, though? I mean, if Vince was talking about how frustrating it was from the sense of you don't want to take away your lack of, you know, your aggressiveness on defense and what you guys do well.
I mean, it obviously is frustrating at times, but, again, that's something that's out of your control. So, really, you can't really dwell on those things because, obviously, it'll affect the way you play, you know. So, you just got to roll with the punches.
Did you, when you watch film, did you notice some plays that should have been called that were called?
Did you
review tape today?
Yeah, I mean, you watch the tape. There's things that, you know, that you wish were called and things that you wish weren't called. But, again, you can't really dwell on all the calls that were made because it's not going to change the outcome of the game. So, you know, we move on. You know, obviously, Buffalo's coming up. It's a big game for us, division game. So we're going to put all our effort and focus into that.
Spikes tweeted about the referee. Do you blame a guy like that getting frustrated after last night's game?
I mean, you know, it's Spikes is a passionate guy. You know, in that one particular play that we did have the sack on, they did throw a flag, and I'm sure he was upset about that. But, you know, again, that's football. You just got to deal with it.
How about moving forward this week, Rob? What do you guys need to do collectively as a group to get ready for?
Yeah, you know, obviously the last 2 weeks, you know, was not the outcome that you wanted. You know, play here, play there. You wouldn't be sitting at 1-2. But, you know, I think that, you know, you just have to move on and put all your effort into Buffalo, because that's the most important thing right now is moving on to the next game.
Has it surprised you the last couple of weeks, because you guys have been so good at winning these types of games over the past several years?
You know, you're playing a team that's tough, you know. You know, you got to give them credit for playing the full game. You know, 60 minutes, they're a good team too. So, again, that's just one or two plays here or there that we can make, change that outcome of that game. So, you know, moving forward, just got to take what you can from the film, try and improve, and just, you know, move on.